The scheme is being called Rebrain Greece, and it's designed to reverse the biggest brain drain of an industrialized nation in recent memory. It promises to pay high-skilled professionals at least 3,000 euros a month, most of which will be funded by the state for the first year. The ambitious scheme also guarantees employment for 2 years, targeting Greek talent aged between 25 and 40, and hoping to spur growth in the country after a near decade of austerity. Officials plan to start vetting candidates within the coming weeks, saying they've secured scores of high-paying jobs from a string of companies here. As many as 500 returned workers are expected by February, but it's unclear whether that will be enough to reverse a massive flight of Greeks who left their country finding jobs in the Middle East, Britain, and Germany. Nearly 500,000 have left the country since 2008, when a first wave of hiring freezes went into effect. Almost half are high-skilled professionals, including doctors and engineers. And without them, repeated studies have warned, the prospect of a Greek recovery looks bleak. Last year, Greece emerged from a massive financial crisis, almost a decade after the country went bankrupt, wiping out more than 100,000 small businesses. Over a million workers were driven to unemployment, and even those who held on to their jobs saw their paychecks slashed by more than 30%, in many cases to less than 1,000 euros a month. The jobs now being created may offer lucrative pay, but many young professionals I spoke to this week seemed reluctant to take up the offer. They say they were driven out of the country not because of low pay, but because of Greece's bleak prospects overall. They say high taxation puts them off returning, but more so the lack of meritocracy that dominates Greece, as each government, they complain, promotes its own loyal lot than real talent, limiting the prospects of true growth and innovation. Since surging to power last July, the country's young, savvy, tech-minded Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis has made it a national priority to stop Greece's brain drain and to revive Greece's fortunes. He has even poached a handful of top talents from technology giants like Google and Microsoft to modernize and digitize the outdated Greek state. He may have to, though, show more proof of progress, critics say, to convince thousands more to return. And then can he only start talking about an end to Greece's brain drain? Anthika Rasava, DW, Athens.